TDs and senators were today told that there is a huge growth in crack cocaine use in West Dublin. Representatives from the community and voluntary drug sector in the city also warned of a crisis in funding when they appeared before the Oireachtas Health Committee this morning. The subject was also the focus of a homily by the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Farrell, at the weekend. Archbishop Farrell joins us now. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian, and good afternoon to your listeners.
In your remarks last Sunday, the first Sunday in Advent at Westland Row Church, you talked about the normalisation of drugs culture in Ireland, a major societal issue you described it as. When you speak of the normalisation of drugs culture, what are you referring to?
I'm referring to, that drugs have effectively in some areas now become as normal as going out for a drink at the weekend, that many people are taking these drugs socially. It's complicated by the fact, that there is a crack cocaine epidemic, but it's also, that you have what I would call the synthetic drugs, and you, in some senses, whole families have become involved in this, and you see even the extent of the problem that the Gardaí now find it necessary to set up road checks regularly to do tests for drugs as well as for alcohol, for both. So, people are accepting this as the normal way of almost socialising when it comes to the weekend or going out, taking cocaine or taking other drugs.
There are clearly many facets to tackling the issue. Policing, you referred to it, and that's clearly one. But you put a particular emphasis in your remarks on trying to support families who in turn are trying to support members who've become involved in this culture.
Yes, I suppose, in my travels around the diocese here, I've obviously met individuals who are involved in the work, and I've met some of the local drug task forces, and I'm very much aware of the valuable work that's been done by these community groups and support centres and resource centres. So what I'm arguing for, really, I suppose, is to get a holistic approach that links measures of tackling supply and demands. It's not a question, as I think I pointed out in Westland Row, that we can tackle merely the supply and hope to succeed. But what we need to do is to be able to bring together all of the people that are involved in these things, the statutory agencies, the voluntary bodies, the community organisations, and many groups who have done great work in trying to address the issue. So what they're doing is tackling both sides. They're tackling the demands and also tackling the supply. That's done, obviously, by the statutory agencies. But if you only tackle the supply, we're not really going to succeed because, I suppose, you could say, of the ingenuity of the people who are promoting this or bringing in the drugs. You shut down one line of supply and another one is opened up in a different way.
Yeah, but what many of these groups are saying is that they're simply not resourced to do the job that needs to be done. They're not getting the support, they're not getting the financial backing that they need in order to be fully effective on the ground. Are they correct?
I think they need more support, yes, and they would need more funding. Of course, it's correct that we take stock of structures and organisations and how they're performing, that the funds are used. But it would be a serious matter of concern, if this broad partnership approach was to be dropped because of a lack of funding. That would be a serious concern for me, because realistically, I think that's the best way of dealing with it. If you look back at the history of the problem, and I didn't reference this on Sunday, but we're on the 25th anniversary of the first national drug strategy, which was put in place to look at, set up a task force to tackle the supply and demand issues. And that was very successful in dealing with a heroin outbreak here, particularly in the city, in 25 years ago. And I suppose what I'm advocating is that approach will be essential again if we're to tackle the current epidemic of drugs that's absolutely raging in around the city here. And it's not just in one or two areas, it's right across the city.
Archbishop Dermot Farrell, thank you for that.